Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dialed In. Today we have a very special guest with us. His name is Abram Weber, and he is my nephew. And he is coming on today to talk to us about bullying. Welcome to the show, Abram.
Hi, guys.
I'm so excited that you're here. Okay, so tell everybody, how old are you?
8.
Okay, and what grade are you in?
2nd.
Okay. What do you like most about school?
When it's lunchtime and recess.
Oh, so you like being with people? You like your friends, hanging out with friends? Yeah. What made you want to come on the podcast today?
To talk about bullying.
What happened? What's happened that made you want to talk about it?
Kids way littler than another person.
Mm-hmm.
They were really little, and he looked like around like at least like 7, mm-hmm. and he was bullying the little kids,
like kindergartner little, like little little.
One looked like 6, and the other looked like 5.
Did you know the kids that were being bullied?
No.
Okay. Did you know the kid that was being mean?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so you just saw this happening.
Yeah.
Where was it happening at?
Bathroom.
Oh, really? Okay, so tell me, how did you feel when you saw that happen?
I felt like I needed to step up and help the little. It was different days when this happened, and I just felt like a piece of me had to step up the kid.
Mm-hmm. So what happened? So one of the days, can you just tell me what happened? You were in the bathroom, and then
the first time, he looked at least like 5, and he got bullied because his mask got lost at a daycare,
mm-hmm.
and the daycare gave him a full blue mask, and he got bullied by the older the guy that looked like 7,
mm-hmm.
Because his mask was blue,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, what the heck, man? Like, that's weird how you would bully a kid in the bathroom about his mask.
Right. So what happened in that moment then? Like, did you say anything, or did it just stop, or what happened?
I talked to the guy that bullied the little kid a bit.
What'd you say?
I said, if I see you bullying or anything like that, I will tell my teacher, and my teacher will probably tell the principal.
Wow. Abram, that was really, really brave. Were you scared?
No, not at all. Because I'm 8 and he looked like 7.
So you're bigger and older than he is?
I think. And yeah. I'm way long. Because I have Jesus protect him. He has armor around me.
Aw, I love that. Okay, so then did that boy leave? Did he leave the bathroom after you talked to him? Or did you leave?
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, then was the little kid?
I can't remember this. On the first day, it was like a long time ago before here. I can't remember if I left, but I think the bully, he left
mm-hmm.
way before I did.
Okay, so tell me, why do you think bullies bully? Do you know?
Because it's not nice to like bully. Like, it's weird for someone to just go at a little kid that's like at least like 5 and just bully them because their mask is sweet
Right.
blue.
Do you know why people do that? Like, why kids are mean? Do you have any idea or a guess why a kid would be mean?
Not at all.
Okay. I'm going to read you the definition of what a bully is, okay? And then we'll talk about the words and the definition. A bully is someone who over and over seeks out to harm or intimidate those that they think are vulnerable or weaker than they are. So a bully is someone that looks to make someone else feel smaller or feel less than or not good enough. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So people do that, Abram, because a lot of times it's been done to them and they just don't know any better. And when people are hurting, then they hurt other people. And sometimes they just don't know any other way. And if it's been done to them and they've been treated bad, then they treat others bad. Does that make sense? And it's not right. It doesn't make it right. Just because maybe we understand why, people that are hurting will hurt other people. It doesn't make it okay though. It's still the right thing to stand up and do exactly what you did and say, if I see this again, I'm going to tell a teacher, because somebody has to protect the kids that are being picked on. Why, have you ever been bullied? Has anybody ever been mean to you in school?
I've been bullied on the bus, actually multiple times last year, but I didn't let that get through me. I know I'm strong. My mom and dad were protecting me, and Jesus was helping me get through that.
Yeah. I love how brave you are because it can be scary to speak
True.
up.
Yeah.
And sometime you might encounter this, Abram, where someone is even bigger than you are, and you're in a situation where you have to decide whether you're going to speak up and protect somebody or whether, or you don't, and maybe you just go tell a teacher. But, so I know that you believe in God and Jesus, right? And, God and Jesus, their number one commandment to us is to love each other, right? And that's kind of just the opposite of bullying, isn't it? It's just the opposite of bullying. Buddy, I love your heart. I love your heart, and I love how much you care for other people. So if you if there was a bully, if there was someone that was mean to people and they were listening to this podcast, what would you tell them?
You should never give up if someone's bullying them. You should step up and go tell the teacher or ask someone or ask like a brother or a sister or anyone that is older in the bathroom to help you.
So you should say it. You should tell somebody. If you're being bullied, you should tell somebody. And what if there is a bully that's listening to this? What would you tell a bully?
Please don't bully. It's mean. Don't bully little kids. Don't bully anyone. Because bullies, they're not good. If you've ever been bullied, like when you were like little, it's not right to bully people that it's just not right to bully other people.
Yeah, I agree. So if you are someone and maybe you've hurt people or you're listening and you maybe you've bullied somebody, just know that a lot of times we do that because we don't know any better, and it's okay to ask for help. It's brave to ask for help. And sometimes
it's very brave.
It is brave. And sometimes people are mean just because they don't know another way and because they've been mean to. They've had people be mean to them. And so I kind of have a soft spot in my heart for people that bully. And of course, for people that are getting bullied. But a lot of times they just don't know because it's how they've been treated. And so when you see someone that's bullying other people, remember that they've probably been bullied themselves. And that's why they're doing it. And that's awfully sad, isn't it? Yeah. Even though their behavior isn't okay, it makes me feel sad for them, you know, like they need help too. Not, you know, not just the kids that are being bullied, but the people that are bullying, they need help too. Something I say, and I don't know if this will make sense to you or not, Abram, but I say this a lot when I'm working with people as a coach and I'm helping them. I'll say, when you're not healed, you bleed over everybody. So it's like, if you have a cut and it's not healed, it doesn't have a scab, you know how it'll just keep bleeding until you get a scab. And so a bully is someone that has been hurt and they're like bleeding over everybody else. And until you heal yourself, until you figure out that there's another way to behave or that it's okay to ask for help if someone's treating you bad, then, you know, you can continue to have that pain and then it'll just spew over everyone around you. And sometimes it takes people just like you, Abram, to stand up and say, this isn't okay. What you're doing isn't okay. So I'm proud of you, buddy. If there's anything else that you ever want to come on the podcast and talk about, you just let me know. I would love to have you on as a guest anytime. And before we stop talking for the day, is there anything else that you want to say? Anything else on your heart?
If you ever get bullied, tell a teacher or tell a friend of yours, and everything will be all right. Never bully back if you've ever got bullied when you were little or anything like that. Never bully back. Never be a bully.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Abram. All right, listeners, thank you so much for being here today. We appreciate your time. This was just like one of my most favorite episodes ever. I love when people are brave. I love when people aren't afraid to say what they need to say and do what they need to do to not only protect themselves, but to protect other people. So thank you again for listening. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And until next time, take action. Live big and stay dialed in. Hey, thanks for listening today. Wasn't that episode so much fun? So Abram is such a great kid. I love his heart to serve others and to be a protector. In fact, in his family, they all have nicknames and his parents call him the protector because he's always looking out for other people. I just love his heart. If you notice in the show notes, Abram has an email address and I'd love for you to reach out to him and just give him a kind word of encouragement so he keeps going. And he is a believer that there's good in the world and he's out to make a difference. You just gotta love that. So thanks for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode and we'll see you next time.